This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got wages in Europe and so much more to wrap up the week. For that, we've got Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post in a rare solo appearance. Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Kai.
So give me your gut check on the jobs report. Numbers, obviously good. Wages, really troubling, yeah?
Yeah, that's basically the headline. The jobs numbers have been very good, not just in December, but, you know, in sort of the look back for the year that just passed. They've been excellent. I think we've seen our unemployment rate drop at the fastest rate since, I don't know, sometime in the 80s, yeah. I think is what I saw earlier today. So generally, in terms of job growth, you know, kind of across the board, it's been quite good.
Is this the new normal, though, where we're growing jobs and wages are stuck and people just have to get used to it? Because that's really unappealing, right?
I think that's unlikely, although it really depends on what you think is behind the wage stagnation. We generally think that wages or wage hikes, I should say, lag job growth. You know, that kind of you need to see a tightening labor market before employers start feeling pressure to increase wages. So it's possible that they're just around the corner. You know, if you look at surveys of consumers, they seem to think that they're likely to get a raise sometime pretty soon. Same thing with small businesses. But if you think that wage stagnation is driven by other causes, like the decline in labor unions or sort of more structural things that predate the recession, then that might lead you to a different conclusion.
Yeah, the idea that they're just around the corner, I mean, that and $4.50 get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? I mean,
That's true. I mean, maybe it's wishful thinking, but at some point, as I said, if the labor market tightens up enough, then employers may be left with no other option.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens on that one. Let me turn you now to Europe. Not the events of the day, of course, but the larger economic story that unfolded earlier this week, reports of deflation and a possible recession over there. How worried are you that that actually is going to stick and Europe's going to honestly crater again?
Do you think that they're not cratering now, I guess, is the question. They have a lot of problems right now. They've continued to have a lot of problems. Relative to the United States, they're doing quite poorly. Some countries are, their GDP is still shrinking.
Yeah.
Italy comes to mind. You know, they've done pretty badly. But a bunch of other countries that are finally growing again are still very much in the hole. So the numbers indicating that Europe is on the threat of deflation, as they were a couple of years ago, are quite troubling just because they're facing so many other obstacles. Mm-hmm. You know, there's the Greek elections coming up, and it looks likely that will lead to another showdown over the restructuring or a restructuring, I guess, of Greek debt.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of economic turmoil that's been brewing for a while. And you add deflation to that mix where you worry that consumers are going to put off purchases because they're just waiting for prices to keep dropping lower. And you really face some serious issues.
We seem so strong now, no, relatively speaking, right? I mean, our jobs are growing and all this stuff. Do you see a risk to us or are we going to be strong enough to pull everybody else through?
I think at home, people don't feel quite as optimistic as maybe the comparison to Europe would lead us to believe
we should be. Right, that's an important point, right?
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. If you look at, for example, some economic confidence numbers from Gallup, they have this monthly – or actually, I think it's actually a poll that's done daily, but they sort of released snapshots once a month that basically shows that for the first time since at least 2008, consumers are finally slightly more positive on the economy than they are negative. Like they're just barely more likely to say that things are improving than things are deteriorating.
Yeah.
So at home, I think people are not quite as buoyant as maybe they should be, I guess, if they compared themselves to peers.
Yeah.
In terms of your question about what the risks are, Europe is still very much a risk. They're a trading partner of ours, and there are maybe some contagion effects that we could worry about. You also have some problems in emerging markets around the country.
Right.
China is slowing down. Places like Venezuela and Russia worried about what's going to happen in their future.
Now you're just depressing me, Catherine.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, you asked me about risks.
I did. There you go. All right.
I'm not saying they're big risks.
Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.